let me. And it had gone on long enough. She feared to be weak and take my help. It had to be someone else. Why didn't Gerd heal that wound in the first place? Pox was surprised at her own resentment. She knew the danger of that, fought it back. The marshal finished folding the blanket around the body, laid Rahel's medallion on top of it, and looked at Pox levelly. She wasn't a Gerdsman then. He looked briefly at the body and back at Pox. She was a brigand. Gerd knows what gods she followed, if any. The marshal before me here found her near death, in a cave. The others had left her, after dragging her that far. The wound was too old to heal cleanly, even if she'd been a yeoman. Somehow she lived. He was a good herbalist as well, and when she was stronger he converted her. Had to, or the local council would have hanged her. Oh. He made her yeoman marshal, not only for her ability, but to protect her from the yeoman and the town. And she served well, the rest of her life. Riding east the next day, Pox thought about what the marshal had told her. The land seemed settled enough. She saw none of the disruption that war had brought to Arrhenius. Few travelers moved on the road, but it was winter and cold. She came to Harway before noon. Here she was stopped by men-at-arms in Leonian green and gold, but they passed her quickly enough when she gave her name.
"Didn't you serve with the Rangers last summer?" asked one of them.
"Yes, with Giron."
"That's what I thought. They send those names all around the border. Go on, then, anywhere you like. But if you go to Chea, you should give your name at the court and let the king know you're there."
"I've never seen Chea," said Pox.
"Stay on this road and you will. It's south and east of here, more east than south. You've worked with elves. You'll like it."
"I'll ride that way if I can. How would I find the Halveric lands?"
"Which Halverics? That's a big family."
"Aliam Halveric. He has a mercenary company."
"Oh, you were close enough to it last summer, didn't you know?"
Pox shook her head.
"Well, it's far in the south. I haven't been there myself."
As she rode into Leonia, the amount of forested land increased. Bit by bit, the fields grew smaller, and the blocks of wood between them larger. Near Chea itself, a wide belt of forest had been left undisturbed. Snow whitened the ground on either hand, though the road itself had been churned to frozen mud. Gradually the trees grew larger, and the spaces between them wider. At the inner edge of the forest belt, Pox reined in to look at the city. Unlike Varela and Finn Paneer, Chea had not been built for defense. No proud wall encircled it. Instead, it was as if a grove of noble trees had cleared the ground around themselves and then been invaded by clusters of bright mushrooms. The mushrooms, Pox realized suddenly, were the buildings, of stone and wood both, brightly painted, with colorful tile roofs. The trees, she squinted upward, were immense, each larger of bole than most houses. The lower bark was cinnamon red, breaking into plates part way up, where the branches began, and showing pale gray and even white above that. Off to one side of the grove, a castle faced the widest part of the open ground, now a snowy field. It looked like a model next to the great trees.
"First time you've seen Chea?"
The voice held a little of the elves' song. Pox turned to see a part elf in hunting leathers behind her.
"Yes, it's not like anything else."
"No, indeed."